For the first time in several years, academic and religious groups will soon be able to travel freely to Cuba. The Obama administration announced it will loosen travel restrictions to Cuba put in place by George W. Bush. NPR's Greg Allen reports on what kind of travel and what kind of travelers will be allowed.
This is the second round of travel restrictions to Cuba loosened by the Obama administration. In 2009, President Obama signed an executive order lifting most restrictions on Americans who want to visit family in Cuba. Armando Garcia says that dramatically changed Cuba travel.
The amount of Cuban Americans traveling to visit relatives have increased tremendously.
Garcia heads Marisol Charters, a company that operates 8 flights a week from Miami to Cuba. Since those rules went into effect, the number of Americans traveling to the island has tripled to more than 300,000. The new regulations, Garcia believes, will have a similar impact.
Definitely it's going to increase tremendously because there is a lot of interest in traveling to Cuba.
Not everyone in Miami or around the country is quite so happy about plans to make it easier for Americans to travel to Cuba. 5 Cuban-American members of Congress, 4 of whom are from Florida, condemned the action, saying it undermines the longstanding U.S. trade embargo. But there are many others who have been waiting for restrictions to be eased. Included in this group are members of churches and religious groups. Under Bush administration rules, like most Americans, they could only travel to Cuba after receiving special permission.
It will be easier for churches to go.
Paula Clayton Dempsey is with the Alliance of Baptists in Atlanta. Dempsey says under the new regulations, American churches will now be able to send money directly to religious groups in Cuba. But even more important, she says, they'll be able to visit Cuba's churches.
They are so isolated. They need, we all need support. They have a need there, and they tell us if you have the option of sending us money or coming to see us, please come to see us.
Along with religious groups, the new rules also grant colleges and universities broad permission to travel to Cuba, as long as it's for coursework done for academic credit. Jose Buscalia, director of Caribbean Studies at the University of Buffalo, says his school is one of the few that was able to keep sending students to Cuba during the Bush years. The new regulations will make those study abroad programs easier to plan and operate. But in recent years, Buscalia says, Cuban officials stepped up efforts to discourage the kind of free travel and open communication with Cubans many educational programs depend on.
They're interested in having more U.S. tourists, but they're not necessarily interested in having people go to Cuba and start looking around harder beyond the gates of hotels.
One group of educational institutions will still be forbidden from taking students to Cuba, and that's Florida's public universities. A state law forbids it. On the federal level, the administration says it will be at least a month until it works out details of its new Cuba travel policy. But change is already underway. Just ask Tampa City Councilman Charlie Miranda. Miranda has long been planning a trip back to Cuba for himself and 20 members of his boyhood baseball team. In 1954, his squad, the Cascadian All-Stars, traveled from Tampa to Havana for a series of games against Cuban youngsters. Miranda says he recently received permission from the Obama administration to take his team of old-timers back to Havana for a rematch.
This will be our last chance. We're all 68 to 70 years old, 65 and so forth. And what we're trying to do is play 3 games in Havana against individuals, hopefully our age.
Whether the rematch will happen, Miranda says, now depends on getting the permission of the Cuban government. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.